We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Kiddushin Perek Gal Mishnah Gimel. Kol ha'asurim lavo ba'kahal mutarim lavo zebazeh. Says the Tanakama, anyone who's usur to marry into Kahal Yisrael, as we had in the previous in the Mishnah Aleph, mamzerim, nesinim, shesukim, masufim, they are allowed to marry each other. So that's why mamzer can marry a shesuki or a nasin, a sufi, etc. And not only that, the Gemara adds on, even a ger amoni umoavi, so amon and moav also can't marry into Kahal Yisrael, and even if they convert, so a ger amoni umoavi can't marry into Kahal Yisrael, but they can marry a mamzerim, and a sinim, and a sufim. And Rabbi Yehuda Oster. Rabbi Yehuda says a no. And what does he ask? What does he prohibit? So the Gemara says only a ger marrying a mamzeres. He doesn't allow a convert where the male is a ger and she is a mamzeres. That he would not allow. But he does agree that a ger amoni moavi, since they can't marry into Kahal Yisrael, so that a ger amoni moavi are, as the Tanakhama says, allowed to marry mamzeres and asina, shesukis and asufis, etc. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Vadoin bevadoin mutter. He says, the only ones that we allow to marry one another is where it's a vadai and a vadai. What does that mean? Where we know this one's a mamzer, we know she's a mamzeres, or we know she's an asina. That's allowed. But vadoin besveikon. Usfeikun bavadon, let's say where it's a mamzer vadai and an usin, but the woman is a shesukis or asufis, where we don't know her status, it's suffik mamzer. Usfeikun bavadon, the other way, where the male is a shesuki and asufi a suffik, and the woman, the female, is a mamzeris unusina, and some don't have that gears at all. It's obviously vadai besfeikun, usfeikun bavadon is the same thing. One's a suffik mamzer, one is a vadai mamzer. Usfeikun besfeikun, and not only that, even a shesuki with an asufis, or even a shesuki with a shesukis, or an asufi with an asufis. Since there's a chashash, there's a concern, maybe one of them is kasher, one of them is pasul. Because maybe this one who, let's say you called it, who's a shesuki, maybe this one is really a mamzer. But the shesukis, who you're calling a shesukis, maybe she's really not a mamzer. So because of that, according to Rabbi Eliezer, only a vadai and a vadai can marry one another, but a vadai and a suffik, or a suffik with a suffik, cannot marry one another, are asur. Ve'elu hein asfekos, what's in the category Sveko, so we know two of them already, Shusuki, Yasufi, but one we add on is Vikusi, the Kusi, the Shomronim. We mentioned the Kusi many times, so these, many of them, they Geri Arroyos, they converted because of the lions that attacked them, or they Geri Emes, but they followed certain halachos like the Jewish people very carefully, very meticulously, but they were not Baki B'Toras Gittin V'Kiddushin. They're not careful with the laws of Gerushin and marriage, and that can run, you can run into many problems of lineage, of Yichus because of that, and that's why the Kusim are also in that category of Sveikos. Perek Dal Mishnah Dal. Hanosi Isha Kohenes. Here you have, according to some, it means where a Kohen wants to marry a Kohenes, he has to check the, as we'll see in a moment, has to check previous generations to see if there's any psul. Others claim that this is even if a Yisrael marries a Kohenes, and he's checking the previous generations to check for some type of psul, only because there's people are talking that maybe this is a psul in mishpach in the family. So what do you have to check? Tzarech livdok acharea arba imahos shehem shmona. You have to make sure, you have to check to make sure there are no psulim, generations of which will end up being four mothers, which we'll explain, which are eight, which are really eight. What does that mean? So the four we're speaking about are two on the mother's side, two on the father's side, which is on the mother's side, you have to check this woman who you want to marry, who this Cohen, let's say, wants to marry this Kohenes, we want to make sure that there is, that in fact we know that this Bas Cohen and the no psulim in the family, you have to go back. So you have to check her mother, and you have to check her mother's, the mother of her mother's father. So that's how far you're going back. So that's her, you're checking her mother, and that's Ima, and Aim Avi Ima, the mother of her mother's father. And that's on the mother's side. And you have to check Ema Viha. You have to check her as the Mepharshim say, Aim Avia, which is her father's mother, and Aim Avi Aviha, you want to check the mother of her father's father. Shehem Shmona. Now, how does that four end up being eight? So what we have to do, each one of these women, we check her mother along with them. So the Mishnah is going to give us the whole list of eight. Here we go. Ima. So we're checking the woman you want to marry, this Bas Kohen. You want to check to make sure there's no psul in her mother. And along with that is Ve'emima, which is her mother's mother. Then the aim avi'ima, vi'ima, you're checking the mother of the father, of her mother's father, the mother of her mother's father, vi'ima, and that person's mother. The aim, and now we go to the father's side, the aim aviha vi'ima, you're checking the mother of her father, and Vima, and that woman's mother, the aim avi aviha vima, and the mother of her father's father, Vima, and that woman's mother as well. So we're checking, why are we checking the mothers and not the fathers? Because the Gemara assumes that if there's a psul in the father or the grandfather, whatever it is, the men talk, they insult each other, and if there's a psul in Yichus, you would know about it. With the women, you would not know. And then the Mishnah says, Leviya v'Yisraelis, let's say you have a Kohen who wants to marry a Bas Leva or a Bas Yisrael, or according to the other interpretation, anyone who's marrying a Leviya v'Yisraelis, Mosifin Alein Orachas. What we do is we check even one more. So when you're marrying an Isha Kohenes, you check four that are eight. But if you're marrying a Leviya v'Yisraelis, a Kohen, who's coming to marry a Bas Leva Bas Yisrael, or according to the second explanation, someone who's marrying a Levi or a Yisraelis, but the people are talking, that maybe there's a psul, so then you have to check as what we checked before, plus Mosinam Odachas, one other mother in each pair. So we go all the way back. So let's say you have Ima, Aimima, the Aimima, all the way back on one other generation. You end up checking 12 mothers, six on either side. That is at least according to the way the Gemara understands the Mishnah.